Usually a website for a presidential ticket is named using the last name of the presidential candidate, followed by the last name of the vice presidential candidate. Matt Makowiak is founder of Potomac Strategy Group in Washington, D.C. He's got an idea why the Cruz campaign didn't follow that format.
I guess they were worried that people couldn't correctly spell Fiorina, honestly, because people oftentimes mispronounce her last name, even though it's not that difficult. So I guess they made a decision that that would be easier.
Oh, and there's another possible reason. The Cruz campaign doesn't own CruzFiorina.com. Makowiak does.
So I just went to go see if the domain existed. Someone owned it, but it was essentially someone who's a broker. And he said, you know, make me an offer. And so I did. And he said no. And then I made another offer. And he said yes. I was amazed.
So Makowiak took the site and put up his own webpage, highlighting his efforts to raise money for cancer research. The move brought him some national attention in the hours after the Cruz Fiorina ticket was announced last week, including a mention on the Rachel Maddow show.
I don't intend to do anything nefarious with this. There is someone that owns TedCruz.com that has done something nefarious with it and has refused to sell the site to Cruz's campaign. And that's why his campaign web address is TedCruz.org.
But as he said earlier, he wasn't the first person to think about buying Cruz Fiorina. He got it from a broker, someone who registered the address way back in February of 2015, before Cruz or Fiorina had even announced they were running for president. He didn't tell me who he bought it from, but it could have been someone like University of Georgia student Steve Grambergs.
So I remember last year, about in January, I read an article that something about RomneyRyan.com sold for like $8,800.
So he did what any college junior who needs some extra beer money would do. He figured out how to make money.
I pretty much made a big old spreadsheet with about 16 of the 17 candidates, and I cross-examined who would be potential running mates, and I basically just poured in about 200 to 300 domain names.
He ended up with about 130 that weren't already taken.
Back when Rubio was still in, I thought Trump Rubio was a ticket because he kind of needed to balance out the Hispanic vote with all the things he said and Florida battleground state. I thought Trump Rubio would be it for sure. In fact, I've just gotten a few offers for today.
But what about the other 129 domains? Has his gamble been worth it? Well, he spent between $1 and $4 on each domain. And on some, he's made a 2,000% return on the investment. Not big money, but a nice profit. Jeremy Pegg is also a political cyber squatter, and he's a D.C.-based lawyer. He purchased about 170 domains for the 2016 elections, and he's had a little luck selling some back. He sold Cruz2016.com for $1,500. But the rest are still up for grabs, including his extensive collection of Hillary Clinton sites.
Let's see. I have ClintonBiden.com, ClintonCuomo.com, ClintonBooker.com, ClintonCain.com, ClintonNapolitano.com, ClintonO'Malley.com, ClintonPatrick.com, ClintonVanHollen.com, ClintonWarner.com, ClintonWebb.com, and ClintonNelson.com.
But he doesn't have the combination that many political pundits have started to mention as the top ticket for Democrats.
Well, not to start a turf war, but I just interviewed the guy that has ClintonCastro.com.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to that guy.
And here's that guy, Jonathan Walczak. He snatched up ClintonCastro.com, as in former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, a long time ago.
I was sitting at work the day that they announced that Julian Castro was going to be the main speaker of the DNC in 2012. And yeah, immediately I thought, well, this guy is a perfect match for Hillary. He's young, he's male, he's Latino, he's from a southern state, he's telegenic.
Since then, Castro has also become Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Obama administration. While all this makes sense, and all the same things are now being said by pundits across the country, not everyone thinks ClintonCastro.com was a good investment, especially Pegg, who says Castro is easy to tear down as a VP candidate because San Antonio has a weak mayor system. So, he argues, Castro really didn't do much. But maybe there's another reason Pegg is eager to downplay Castro's chances.
And so that guy wouldn't sell his domain to me.
Pegg couldn't pay Walczak's asking price, which is listed quite publicly on ClintonCastro.com. There you'll find a picture of Walczak's most recent college loan statement with a big red arrow pointing to his remaining balance, $79,484.80.
I'm not looking to get rich. I would just love to pay off my student loans and not wake up every morning with that suffocating feeling hanging over my head.
Maybe Walczak will strike it big. Or maybe he'll end up sitting on a site that nobody wants to buy. This late in the campaign, any domain not starting with Clinton, Sanders, Trump, or Cruz is worth nothing. So what about all those Clinton sites that Jeremy Pegg bought? Even if he gets lucky on one, there will be several more left worthless.
Oh, with the Hillary domains, with the Clinton domains, I'm going to turn them into Harry Potter relationshipping fan fiction, and that's going to be really fun.
Like the 2016 campaign hasn't been weird enough. Pretty soon, you'll be able to go to ClintonO'Malley.com and read about how Hermione Granger and Draco Malfoy had a brief tryst before she finally married Ron Weasley. Not that I've read the books, about five times each, but come on, couldn't you see that happening? Ben Philpott, KUT News.